Welcome to God and Country Radio, a program that discusses current political, social, economic, and prophetic events in the life of Scripture. I'm your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship, pastor of Harbor Bible Church in Central New Jersey. And as is typical in New Jersey, in the town of Lawrence Harbor, in the township of Old Bridge, with a South Amboy mailing address. Well, in today's program, I'd like to discuss a new documentary put out by Matt Walsh with the conservative group called The Daily Wire. And the documentary is called What is a Woman? And it exposes the foolishness of the transgender movement. The Daily Wire is a conservative commentary group. It was put together by Jeremy Boring, an evangelical Christian. And his commentators include Andrew Clavin, who's an evangelical Christian, Ben Shapiro, an Orthodox Jew, Michael Knowles and Matt Walsh, both conservative Roman Catholics, and recently Candace Owens joined the group, and she is only quasi-Christian. The Daily Wire has now expanded into news reporting and filmmaking. And those who are well-informed in politics are well-acquainted with the Daily Wire. I am also a subscriber. We can learn much from reading and watching the Daily Wire in that they report what's happening in the world from a theistic natural law point of view. However, in that they're not firmly grounded in biblical truth, God's written revelation, they fall short of seeing and speaking the whole truth. And that would be my main criticism of Matt Walsh's documentary. It does a great job exposing the irrationality and harmfulness of the transgender movement, but it doesn't reference the authority of Christ and his word. So ultimately, it's Matt Walsh's logic versus the logic of LGBTQ. So the documentary is built on the same erroneous foundation as LGBTQ ideology. That man can find truth through his own unaided mind apart from God's revelation. It's trying to find truth without Christ and the authority of the Word of God. It's conservatism without Christ. And so, in the documentary, no solution is offered, just that we should think more logically about what is reality. That a biological woman is a woman, and a biological man is a man, and to not do so would be harmful for society. Now, as Christians, we should have come to realize that there is no change, no hope, without the washing of regeneration and the renewing by the Holy Spirit. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. And John 3, 3. Unless you're born again, you will not see the kingdom of God. Marvel not that I say to you, you must be born again. Jesus said to Nicodemus, you're a teacher in Israel, and you do not understand these things? Well, we also have many teachers today who are just trying to change the world by the law. Well, I'll return to that point in just a moment. But to begin with, the reason I want to review this documentary is to supply what is missing in regard to biblical truth. Just like many conservative news sites, what Matt Walsh supplies is a great picture of transgenderism's false teaching. And his commentary is like the law. It gives us the knowledge of sin, Romans chapter 3. Through the law comes the knowledge of sin. Even the Old Testament prophets, who were prosecutors of the Old Testament law, would write chapters describing the sins of the people. Matt Walsh interviews a number of transgender promoting counselors, doctors, and professors. And in this, they expose why they believe what they believe about transgenderism, how they're justifying their sin. And what they expose is exactly what the Bible says about these people. Like in the book of Jude, they despise authority. They're fault finders. They follow after their own lusts. They're ungodly persons who turn the grace of God into licentiousness. And these men revile in things which they do not understand. And it's one thing to read about this in the Bible. It's a whole other thing to see it practiced in our generation. It's an aha moment. Oh, this is what the Bible means. in such and such a verse about the sins of the people. And we need to know this application of the Word of God if we're to reach this generation for Christ. So I highly recommend that you watch this documentary at dailywire.com. Now, the second reason I'm critiquing this documentary is the point I made earlier, how so many political conservatives are trying to save America without mentioning Christ in the Bible. Either because they're ashamed of the gospel of Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation, Romans chapter 1, verse 16, or because they don't believe in the gospel of Christ. They instead believe that man can be good without being too serious about Jesus Christ. It's actually self-righteousness, and it's a complete ignorance of man's bondage to sin, and an ignorance of the way to salvation through faith in Christ and a new birth. This problem of Christless conservatism is something the Christian community should be well acquainted with. Every Christian watching this documentary by Matt Walsh, What is a Woman?, should go away from it saying, well, this is just another example of the Judaizers Paul addressed in the book of Galatians. Those who taught salvation change comes by a man's willpower to keep the law, rather than by faith in Christ and the supernatural work of Christ regenerating a man. But as far as describing the sin of man, this documentary does a great job. Matt Walsh begins the documentary by asking the question, what is a woman? And there is more to that question than meets the eye. Recently, in the Senate hearings for the Supreme Court nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, Senator from Tennessee Marsha Blackburn asked Jackson, can you define a woman? Jackson responded, I can't. Blackburn said, you can't? Jackson replied, not in this context. I'm not a biologist. Blackburn then said, the meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition? The fact that you can't give me a straight answer about something as fundamental as what a woman is underscores the danger of the kind of progressive education that we're hearing about. Well, one has to understand transgender ideology to understand why this question, what is a woman, is a real problem for these people. They hate the question because it backs them into a corner. Regardless of how they answer the question, they lose. Answering the question undermines their whole philosophy, so they refuse to answer. If they say a woman is someone who has certain biological feminine physical traits, such as two X chromosomes in their cells, that undermines their philosophy that gender and sex are different. That gender is a state of mind, a human construct, and that you can be whatever gender you want. Because it's all about your feelings, not about your biology. But if they answer that a woman is someone who feels certain feminine traits or practices certain feminine behaviors, then they have to define what are those feminine traits. And that contradicts their ideology that there are no intrinsic feminine roles or traits. It's all human construct. So therefore, they can never answer the question without undermining their position. So throughout the movie, no one Matt Walsh interviews can give an answer to the question, or rather is willing to answer the question. And the whole thing demonstrates that when you reject God's truth, natural revelation, you enter into the realm of non-reason. Or better said, in Romans chapter 1, verse 22, professing to be wise, they became fools. And Paul makes that point in the context of discussing how the unsaved give themselves over to sexual perversions. So in the documentary, Matt Walsh portrays himself as a clueless father wandering around the country looking for the answer to what is a woman? Can my son become a girl? Is there a son trapped in my daughter's body? Is this what progress looks like? Now, Walsh knows perfectly well the answer, but he doesn't let on to that. And in this, you have to understand Walsh's dry, satirical sense of humor to appreciate the documentary. At the end of the movie, Walsh walks into his kitchen and asks his wife, what is a woman? And she says it's a feminine person who needs this jar of pickles opened. And that really says more about the difference between men and women than any philosophical discussion. Well, the documentary begins with some sexual education clips from the 1950s, which shows clearly what people believed since time began. Men are those who are biological men, and women are those who are biological women. Then Walsh interviews Gret Comfrey, a gender-affirming therapist in the state of Tennessee. On her website, she says that she uses a combination of approaches in her therapeutic work, including anti-oppression, feminist, and narrative frameworks. She relies deeply on system theory and understanding that individuals are products of and in dialogue with our surroundings, including our families, broader culture, workplaces, nature, and political climates. Walsh asks, what does that mean? Well, we all know what it means, that this therapist has bought into the religion of transgenderism. As she goes on to explain, that gender is a human construct, that it's not right for people to be assigned a gender because of their biology. That's the way we used to look at people's gender. But now we know that gender is so much more. Some people are women with penises. In other words, your gender might be different from your biological gender, because gender is how you feel. So Walsh asked the question, how do we know that? And Comfrey says, because I learned it from transgender people. And that tells us all we need to know about the source of her authority. It's man. It's the concept of developing a set of ethics by how people behave rather than developing ethics from God. In other words, if sodomy is what is practiced, then what's ethical is sodomy. Because there is no God. Or rather, there's no God who has anything to say about sexual behavior. Ethics are to be derived from social norms, which is a great fallacy of secular humanism. Walsh asks this therapist, what is a woman? And she responds, I'm not a woman. I can't answer that. So she's a woman claiming to be a man. She's transgender. Then Walsh goes to the streets of New York to ask people, what is a woman? And the people can't answer the question. People are saying things like, whatever you want to do or believe. Your truth is your truth. My truth is my truth. Whatever makes you happy. Walsh even goes to a women's march and asks the women in the march, what is a woman? And nobody can give him an answer. Instead, they start chanting vile curses at him. And so here we're reminded how much our culture has embraced secular relativism. This is why transgenderism is spreading like wildfire. They don't even have to teach transgenderism in schools. All they have to teach is that truth is relative, that there is no God, that all religions teach something different, and truth is whatever makes you happy. And then transgenderism is celebrated and embraced by the whole society, even by people who identify with their biological gender. There are so many transgender allies because they live according to the same godless worldview, that we are our own gods and we can make up our own rules. Some other recent news stories in this regard, in Fairfax, Virginia, the school board ruled that students can be suspended if they do not use another student's preferred pronouns, because people's right to their own truth and the right to not be offended in their fantasy comes before the truth, comes before those who refuse to go along with the lie. This is happening because this generation is completely given over to affirming human will over God's will. Here's a news story. In Scotland, a man was turned away from donating blood because he refused to answer the question whether he had ever been pregnant. He wasn't going to play along with their transgender fantasy. But these social workers were so dedicated to promoting this transgender fantasy that actually getting blood from patients was secondary. Vice President Kamala Harris formed a task force to go after online criticism of the LGBTQ movement. It's considered hate speech, and it needs to be shut down by the government. Last week, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, again went on the RuPaul drag queen show and said, it's my honor to be here to say to all of you how proud we are of you. Thank you for the joy and the beauty you bring to the world. Your freedom of expression of yourselves and drag is what America is all about. I say that all the time to my friends in drag. Yet this is an abomination to God. This just shows how apostate America has become. Last week, Fox News celebrated Gay Pride Month by featuring a young teen girl who has transitioned into being a boy. The Fox News commentator said this family has extraordinary courage and is a hope and inspiration to all. But in the interview, the family even said that this was God's doing, that God put their child in the wrong body, and God approves of children transitioning into the gender they want to be. Well, to answer that, what's Baal worship? Just because people will invoke the name of God to justify their immoral beliefs doesn't justify their beliefs. Godlessness always parades under redefining God. Here's another story. The Biden administration issued a ruling that forces employers and healthcare providers to pay for and perform transgender medical procedures and counseling. This is government-sponsored transgender religion. Well, there are hundreds of stories in this regard. This is what we're up against. Don't think that this is just some minority position. This has taken over the entire culture, and the Christian moral position is the minority position. Well, back to the documentary. Walsh interviews Marcel Bowers, a transgender woman. She or he has performed more than 2,000 sex change operations so that people's biological gender will fit their inner gender. She insisted that there weren't many critics of her procedures and that those who say something is wrong with what she does are dinosaurs. And that interview demonstrated the blindness and arrogance of these people. Walsh interviewed Michelle Forcier, a pediatric doctor who helps children transition. She's involved in what is called gender affirmative care. Quote, I've worked for a number of different Planned Parenthoods for 20 years. I do advanced contraceptive and abortion, as well as gender hormones, and sort of look at the whole sort of schema of gender, sex, and reproductive justice. She goes on to tell Walsh that telling a family, based on that little penis, that your child is a male is not correct. And in listening to this woman, one has to ask, why is she on this crusade? Where is she coming up with these values? She sounds like such a nice, sweet woman. But in listening to her justifications, it's evident that in her heart, her goal is to affirm what people want to do. She despises the concept of there being a God who asks people to do what might go against their desires or their fallen nature. And like so many people today, this is why she's an ally of transgenderism, because she agrees with their rebellion against God's authority. She's on the side of man's autonomy from God. Walsh then interviews Patrick Krasanka, a professor of women, gender, and sexual studies at the University of Tennessee. And the revealing statement of this professor is that he said the word truth is condescending and rude, that he didn't like Walsh's essential language in even asking the question, what is a woman? Because that question implies transphobia. This professor wondered why Walsh would even be concerned with this question, because he shouldn't be concerned at all about identifying gender norms. So here was a complete apostate who followed relativism and man as God to its logical conclusion. Walsh goes on to interview a Dr. Grossman, who is on the side of traditional biological gender. She explains how this transitioning is destroying children emotionally and physically. She explains how all this started with the false sexual freedom ideology taught by psychologists Kinsey and John Money. But secular academia now accepts these men's premises as gospel truth. Walsh also interviews girls in track and in swimming who are being beat out by transgender athletes. Then Matt Walsh travels to Nairobi, Africa, and he asks tribal leaders, what is a woman? And they know how to answer the question because they say it's God's plan. They have more common sense than the intellectuals in the West. Walsh ends with some telling quotes about the future plans of transgender activists. Quote, trans rights are only going in one direction. Quote, as a queer and trans teacher, my agenda is to show little boys that they don't have to be masculine. They can paint their nails, they can wear earrings, and it can be cool. And quote, you know who's going to get this right? The next generation. And this is the goal of transgenderism. Actually, now the goal of secular humanism. It's their inner moral battle against God. They want everyone to join them in a sexual revolution. Well, this documentary was well thought out. It begins with interviews exposing the ideology of transgenderism and then concludes with interviews of those who are standing against the transgender movement. A father in Canada who is jailed because he refused to use his daughter's preferred pronouns. In Canada, to not use someone's preferred pronouns is considered criminal violence. Walsh interviews Sarah Stockton, a clinical supervisor, and Deborah So, who have come out against transitioning children. Walsh interviews Jordan Peterson, who explains that confirming someone in their fantasy is not counseling. Walsh mentions Tanner Cross, the phys ed teacher in Virginia who refused to use a student's preferred pronouns. Walsh includes his own speech at the Loudoun County Board of Education, where he called the members of the board child abusers. And then Walsh reads his new children's book against transgenderism, Johnny the Walrus. The final point he's making is that the only way we're going to turn this back is by speaking up for the truth. We have to voice God's truth, otherwise the lie takes over. And so righteous people need courage and boldness. Such as there would have not been religious freedom for the Jews in Babylon unless Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego risked all and refused to bow down to Nebuchadnezzar's idol. Righteous change cannot happen any other way. It always takes risk and courage to move the culture. And it's our opportunity to show our loyalty and love for Christ. And what other reason is there for our life on earth? You've been listening to God and Country Radio at godandcountryradio.org. The extended video version of this program is on YouTube and Rumble. The channel is God and Country Biblical Exposition. This is video number 219. Check it out. Subscribe to help the cause. You can get all of the links to this program and the video at godandcountryradio.org. Thanks for listening. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, this is just another battle you have given us to fight, to test our faith, and to reward your servants. Help us be faithful to your word and to the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.